talking a little bit, Ryan, about this game and this tournament in general, just what it means for you to be back here again, and especially wearing a leadership role.
Yeah, obviously this tournament's really, I mean, it's just a really fun tournament. I grew up watching it with Charlie, with Andrew, with my whole family. It was always on during the holidays. So it's always something I always wanted to do. And last year, you know, being part of the team as a younger guy and winning a gold medal was unbelievable. And then having the chance to come back this year too and in Buffalo, if they never won it, you know, in the United States, is really exciting. It's been a blast so far, and I'm looking forward to the whole tournament.
What's the experience been like so far? There have been some up and down, some really tight games. Overall, what's in the room for the U.S.?
Yeah, this tournament has a lot of ups and downs throughout it. obviously, we started off really good against Denmark, and then that Slovakia game was tough. And then we bounced back against Canada, and then tonight, too, we didn't play, you know, the way we wanted to through the whole 60. But it's just about surviving and moving on. That's kind of what our coach talks about. You know, we get the win, now we're ready for the next game. And as long as we're winning, you know, that's all that matters. So we got to clean up some things before the quarterfinals games, but we'll be ready to go for sure.
Talked about the Slovakia game, you know, and tonight they take those two quick goals and tie things up. Where do you feel that fire in the belly came from to make sure that it didn't go to OT and you guys finished it in regulation?
Yeah, those you know, it can get tough. You know, Slovakia getting those two quick goals, and then tonight too, we're up 4-2, and then all of a sudden it's 4-4 in the third period. And I just think it comes down to, you know, our coaches and you know, the guys on the bench too, just kind of calming everyone down. You know, it can get pretty hectic out there when all of a sudden Finland's coming at us pretty good. And, you know, we just try to settle it down and you know, stick to our game plan, stick to what works. And I think we did a good job of that tonight. And, you know, obviously Foxy getting that goal at the end was big. But, you know, we did what we had to do to win.
How was the outdoor game? Describe that experience.
I mean, it's something I'll never forget. you know, just walking out there for the first time, you know, those fireworks went off and, it's really something that I really won't forget. And, you know, just having my family there makes them much more special. My parents, obviously, my grandpa, my brother, cousin, and uncle were all there to watch it. And it was just so much fun. And the fact that we come back 3-1 in the third and make it 3-3 and then win in a shootout, it was so special. And, you know, it's something I'm going to cherish forever and look back on and, you know, smile about when I'm older. Yeah, I mean, I always say, you know, I'm one of the luckiest people in the world with my family that I got. You know, two unbelievable parents who've been there for us throughout everything that we've done. You know, all the ups and downs we've been through, and you know, all the hockey all over the country and all over the world. You know, they're traveling, making sure they're watching everyone play. And you know, I got two older brothers too that you know, I couldn't be luckier to have. You know, they're my role models, Charlie and Andrew. You know, they're my best friends, not just my brothers. So you know, I couldn't be luckier there. And you know, I got my grandpa too, who's been there through since day one. And so I just got such an unbelievable family. You know, I really can't say enough about them. And you know, we're always there for each other. We're always talking to each other. And it's just I'm very lucky to be a part of it.